From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Nepal, 3 days of mourning are underway as the earthquake death toll nears 5,000. Nepal is observing 3 days of mourning for victims of Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Nearly 5,000 are known to have perished, with thousands more in desperate need of aid. Fully 1.4 million are in need of food. Jens Larke is a spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
The headline is really that this is a race against time. It's also a race against a moving target, in the sense that we still do not have a full assessment of the needs and the requirements in the rural areas outside of Kathmandu.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos is due to arrive in the Himalayan country on Thursday. In a televised news conference Tuesday, Nepal's Prime Minister Sushil Koirala thanked donors for their assistance, adding that getting help to remote areas remains a major challenge. Reports Tuesday say some 250 are feared missing after an avalanche struck the remote village of Gota Talabela, which lies along a popular trekking route near the quake's epicenter. Nigerian troops rescued hundreds of girls and women Tuesday in three camps in one of the last remaining strongholds of the militant Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram. It's unclear whether the 200 girls and nearly 100 women are those abducted from the Borno state village of Chibok more than a year ago, an act that drew international condemnation. The young women have often been used as sex slaves and suicide bombers. Those rescued are being screened and interviewed. The Islamist group has been forced back from numerous towns and villages they captured by a joint force from Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin. They are blamed for the deaths of 15,000 people and the abductions of hundreds more. This is VOA News. President Obama and visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pledged on Tuesday to complete the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade agreement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, even as the American leader acknowledged there's opposition in both countries.
I know that the politics around trade can be hard in both our countries, but I know that Prime Minister Abe, like me, is deeply committed to getting this done, and I'm confident we will. I often point out, for example, there are many Japanese cars in America. I want to see more American cars in Japan as well. TPP will help level the playing field. It will be good for the workers of both our countries, and moreover, TPP will have strong protections for workers in the environment and help us set high standards for trade in the 21st century.
Mr. Abe praised what he called the substantial progress made in bilateral trade negotiations. He pledged to work for an early and successful conclusion to the talks. They also voiced concern about China's behavior in the South China Sea. Mr. Abe also said he's deeply pained by Japan's sexual slavery of Asian women during the Second World War, but stopped short of a direct apology. The French press agency reported Tuesday that Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé won a third five-year term with nearly 59% of the vote in Saturday's poll. His main rival, Jean-Pierre Fabre, took nearly 35%. Mr. Gnassingbé's family has ruled the former French colony in West Africa for nearly half a century. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is sending a special envoy to Burundi, where the president's decision to run for a third term has sparked violent street protests. The U.N. diplomat, Saeed Jinnit, will hold consultations with Burundian officials, including President Pierre Nkurunziza. Agathon Rwasa is an opposition party member and presidential candidate.
The police is behaving as militant of CNDD-FDD, which is somehow shameful, I may say so. And also, the right to protest, to demonstrate, is recognized by the Constitution. And those who are demonstrating are doing so to protest against the annihilation of the Constitution.
Critics say the president's third term would violate the Constitution. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency says more than 5,000 civilians have crossed into Rwanda since the weekend. At least five have died this week in clashes between police and protesters. The World Health Organization Tuesday unveiled a plan to identify and isolate all remaining cases of Ebola by the end of May in West Africa, ahead of the traditional rainy season. The UN Health Agency says the number of cases of the deadly disease has plateaued because of persistently high transmissions in Guinea and Sierra Leone. Nearly 11,000 died of Ebola in more than a year, with more than 26,000 confirmed cases. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.